Were the disciples saved under a different gospel? This is a pretty popular belief amongst those who adhere to a dispensational salvation. And the claim is that the Bible teaches that there are four different gospels, not one. Now, mind you, they're not referring to four different gospels as in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but rather four different messages of salvation that were addressed to different people groups. The first being the gospel of the kingdom of God. This began with John the Baptist and ended at the rejection of Jesus Christ. And according to them, we'll find a resurgence in what they would refer to as the seven-year tribulation. The second and third gospel is the gospel of the grace of God and the glorious gospel. This is the message that's currently being preached by Christians today in what they would refer to as the church age. And then you have the last one being the everlasting gospel from Revelation chapter 16 and verse number 4. And this message isn't one necessarily of salvation nor of the kingdom, but rather of judgment. Now you can see how such a teaching can leave a lot of wiggle room for interpretation of isolated statements made by the disciples or by the Apostle Paul himself. One of the doctrines that's built upon this underlying false premise is that the disciples did not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They'll often deliver this teaching by first defining what the gospel is according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, that is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is true. But then they'll quote Jesus Christ's predictions in the Gospels where he talked about his death, his burial, and the fact that he will rise again the third day. And they'll hone in on the response of the disciples in Luke chapter 18 and verse 34, where it states that they understood none of these things, for this saying was hid from them, neither knew they the things which were being spoken. And by sleight of hand, they interpret that as saying they didn't believe in the resurrection. Hence, they were saved under a different gospel, because our gospel requires the belief in the resurrection, whereas their gospel did not. Now, this, of course, is a false teaching. I'm going to give you 3 points in this video why that is. Number one is that the Bible teaches that there is only one gospel. And in fact, Galatians chapter number 1 and verse number 6 says, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. So according to the Bible, if the disciples, if the Apostle Paul, if anybody for that matter, preached a different gospel than the one true gospel found in the Bible, according to the Bible, they're reprobate. They're cursed, according to Galatians chapter 1. Now, people will often say, well, you know, Pastor Mejia, he's referring to his gospel, you know, the gospel of the grace of God. And to that I say, his gospel was the same gospel that the disciples preached, that Jesus preached. In fact, it's the same gospel that Moses and the prophets preached in the Old Testament. The Bible says in Acts chapter 10 that to him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. And if that's not enough for you, Acts chapter 26 and verse 22 says this, having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. So according to this passage of scripture, the Apostle Paul is saying that he is simply recycling the message that Moses and the prophets preached. And then he defines what that is. It says in verse 23, that Christ should suffer and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. Well, it looks like according to this, Moses and the prophets preached the suffering of Christ as well as his resurrection, which is exactly what the disciples preach, which is exactly what the apostles preach, which is exactly what we preach today. And in fact, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter number 4, verse number 2, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So there you go. Salvation has always been by faith without works. It's only required for us to believe on the Lord, and that is the one true gospel. Now, point number two is that every Old Testament believed in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. For a more extensive video on that, you can watch my sermon about the resurrection in the Old Testament. I give a lot of examples in that video, but just to name a few, Job spoke of the resurrection. David, in his famous passage in Psalm 16, spoke of the resurrection. He said, thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither would I suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Acts chapter 2 expands upon that and states, he seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ. You have Jonah speaking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But let's look at a more recent example of this. Let's look at one of the disciples talking about the resurrection. It says in John chapter 11, verse 21, "Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection of the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" You see, even Mary and Martha knew of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You say, well, that says that they believe in the resurrection of the last day. Well, folks, in order for you to believe in the resurrection of the last day, you have to believe that the one resurrecting you has resurrected himself. It's common sense. Every Old Testament saint believed in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Every disciple believed in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They understood what the Old Testament prophecy said of his death and his resurrection. So point number one is that there is only one gospel according to the Bible. Point number two is that every Old Testament saint believed in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And point number three is this. It's not that they didn't believe in the resurrection. It's that they didn't understand the order of events and when these things would take place. You see, over and over again in the Gospels, you constantly have the disciples asking Jesus this: when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming? Mind you, this is during the time when they were preaching the kingdom of God, yet they were completely ignorant of when all of these events would take place on the timetable of human history. And to prove that, after the resurrection, Jesus Christ once again commissions his disciples to go out and preach the gospel to every creature. And look what the disciples say in Acts chapter 1 and verse number 6. "When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power." You see, they thought that after the resurrection, Jesus Christ was going to set up the kingdom right then and there. This is proof not of their faithlessness in the resurrection, but rather of their ignorance of when these events would take place on the timetable of human history. Folks, people use sleight of hand to interpret isolated statements made by the disciples all the time. And dispensational salvation is capitalized on that 110%. There's only one gospel. It's the same message that Moses, the prophets, the disciples, and us today are preaching. Amen? God bless and have a great one.